Let me say this. I did not realize how important the cold open was to some of you. I don't know the last time I heard from so many people saying that they were, in this case, startled by the lack of intro talking before the intro theme song. What intro theme song? If it's your first time listening or not, it's this one.
Your Daily Lex.
So there's plenty of things I love about being a full-time consultant. You know, I'm my own boss and I get to choose, you know, the people I work with and how I work with them and the kind of work I do. I get to do a lot of diverse things. I can kind of fire clients if they're not right for me, which is great. But I also love how crazy some of my days can be. There was a bit of time where I was feeling almost not guilt, but I guess guilt over the time I was spending working on my game stuff, you know, the collections and then lexicogs, whatever. And then I realized that can just be part of my job. People are paying me for those games now, which is exciting. And I have this whole essay ready to write for your intermittent Lex about some of the psychology of puzzle creating, and I just haven't written it down yet. But today, my day was bonkers. I signed a new client. I actually booked time to join that client at their offsite in another state in a couple of months. I also finalized the launch of a brand new game that I'm testing out. It's still in beta, and right now I've limited it to paying subscribers. Not specifically to juice subscribers, you know, to get people so excited and jealous that they sign up too, although feel free. But really, I just wanted to try it with a smaller audience to see, you know, if it really works, because it's a new-ish game mechanic, and I had to write way more complicated JavaScript than anybody should ever write. Well, anyway, I'll tell you about the new game for a second. The new game is called By the Vowel. That's By a Vowel. It's called By a Vowel. That's B-Y for by, not B-U-Y. That would be Wheel of Fortune. That's not what this is. But By a Vowel is kind of a word jumble game, but it also, each of the five words you have to unjumble is missing a vowel. And each of them is missing one of the five major vowels. And you can only use each of those missing vowels once as you unjumble the words. And they're all loosely connected with some kind of theme. It's actually hard to write, even though I only have to come up with five words, but they have to have the right distribution of vowels and obviously be the right length and then have some kind of connective tissue between them. But anyway, I launched that game today. I launched a new kind of games homepage that nobody really knows about yet, but it also has a news page on it, which I launched. And then I got to thinking I probably have to make that a RSS feed and whatever, which I haven't done. But I don't know. I did all kinds of work on the gaming stuff. I did a new game. I did actual consulting work and booked consulting work. And then my buddy Jason Snell was texting me about a great idea he had for a Robot or Not theme song. And because of the way my brain worked and my calendar worked today, I was like, I'm going to do it instantly. And before I responded to him, I recorded the song that he and I were discussing and sent it to him like really fast. It was like maybe a 4 or 5 minute gap, I feel like, between when he texted me and when I sent him back a recorded song. And that was very exciting. And then he and I also made a duet on another song. It was just that kind of a crazy day. And I like that being a consultant means I can have that kind of day. Now, some days my calendar is way overstuffed with meetings and such a thing isn't possible. But other days are days like today where it just, you know, it all works out and I get to do fun, crazy stuff. And I enjoy the days I get to do fun, crazy stuff. Yesterday you heard the song I'm Gonna Call Her, which I wrote in college. Today you're gonna hear I Don't Know, which was the anti-penultimate song I wrote for the album. That's not the last one, not the second to last one, but the one before the second to last one. This is the weirdest songwriting process I had. I had a beat in mind, I had an idea that I had in mind where I wanted it to start with just a bass sound and then bring in more instrumentation. And I didn't know what the song was about, so I recorded it. And I just pressed record and put headphones on and started singing. So the initial lyrics were improvised. Then I had to harmonize with previously improvised lyrics, and then I had to write more lyrics that flushed the whole thing out. I think it's the weirdest song on the album, lyrically, for sure. But that also, I think that works for it. So anyway, here, from the album A Sentiment That's Almost True, is my song, I Don't Know. Enjoy, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday, too.
Well, I don't know. I'm not from around here. I'm lost. Don't know where I am. I don't know, 'cause I'm not from around here. I may never get back home. I don't know, I'm not from around here. I don't know, where to go. Well, I don't know, 'cause I'm not from around here. I may never get home again. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know where I'm from.
Where I'm from.
I don't know where anything is, and I swear I'm not playing dumb. I don't know, I'm not from around here. I don't know where to go. Well, I don't know, 'cause I'm not from around here. I may never get home again. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know who you are. I don't know where I am or where I'm going. No idea how I got this far. I don't know, I'm not from around here. I don't know where to go. Well, I don't know, 'cause I'm not from around here. I may never get home again. I don't pay attention. I don't know. I have just no clue. I don't know. I don't know who I am now. I don't even recognize you. I don't know. I'm not from around here. I don't know where to go. Well, I don't know, 'cause I'm not from around here. I may never get home again.
Lex.